For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sal Capaccio is on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, brought to you by Batavia Downs. We don't just want you to like coming here, we want you to love coming here. Sal, Tyler Bass is the story of the game. I mean, it's like something out of a movie. You were right there on the sidelines. Describe that scene just before and after the kick went through.
Yeah, good morning. Listen, I think there was a lot of wondering, is Sean McDermott going to actually opt for a 61-yard field goal? That was first and foremost. It was a risk, right? Let's remember, if he misses the kick, the Dolphins get the ball at the Bills' 49-yard line with whatever time is left. Might be time for them to run one play and then themselves line up for a game-winning field goal. So once Tyler Bass ran on the field, you could hear the crowd kind of getting that nervous anticipation, and he's lined up. And listen, it was the perfect picture perfect day for it weather-wise. He had still tough to kick in that stadium no matter what, especially going towards that end zone. As the kick went up, we're all watching it, and you knew right away he had the distance, and you could hear the crowd just crescendo as it got towards the very end, and when it went through, it was electric, and he was mobbed by his teammates. It was a really great essential ending to a great day.
I mean, just really incredible. We saw the video from the locker room after the game, you know, heard Sean McDermott talk about Tyler Bass. And I mean, you know, forget about even just the last year of all the questions. Sal, it was like an hour before that kick. He missed the extra point, had another one go off and upright and barely squeak in. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wow, this guy, you know, again, in the good graces of everybody.
Listen, as great as that kick is, and it's awesome, and it really, you hope that propels him, because his confidence, his inconsistency, it's been showing up too often this season. He still needs to be more consistent and show that those shorter ones, the extra points, you know, kicks from 45 yards, let's say 40 yards, that he can consistently make those. Because like you said, missed an extra point, doinked one off the upright that actually went in. Let's also remember, though, he kicked a 49-yarder in this game, and he kicked a 40-yarder. Those went in. It's a consistency that I think Tyler Bass is struggling with. We've always said he has the leg. There's no doubt. He can make a 61. Guys, that could have been good from 65. He hit it so well, right? I mean, it was up there. But he has to still prove the consistency. That being said, I think that, you know, this is a type of kick that maybe you look back on and say that's the one he needed to really go forward and feel about better about himself and strike the ball really well going forward. Let's hope.
Yeah, you're right. Jordan Poyer, I mean, he did the Bills a favor, right? What was he thinking with that hit to the head? I mean, what's the concern level too for Keon Coleman?
Well, a couple things. You know, these plays are so bang, bang, right? They are. I mean, they're going at such a high rate of speed, but you know, Jordan has to know better, that he has to be aware of where he is. And it's tough. It's so tough on defenders. I mean, these rule changes over the last several years for these defenders and head-to-head contact, it's just so hard to not strike an opponent in the head sometimes. But you always have to be aware, especially in a big situation. And of course, that penalty cost him. He still defended it as a clean play after the game, but it was called, that deserved to be called. And Keon Coleman was hit in the head. It's a rough play for Jordan Poyer. And of course, you know, coming back to Buffalo and have that happen. Keon Coleman got hit in the head, but the more bigger concern, guys, is his left arm / wrist or hand, wherever it is, because he in the locker room was seen with a brace on his left wrist / arm area. We'll get an update from Sean McDermott a little bit later. I can't tell if he was hit just on the hit, because if you see the replay up close, he was hit by Jordan in the head, but it also hit his hands and his arm, which was kind of against his chest. But he fell on his left arm, and I think that's what might have caused it. But I think there's some pretty good concern level over over Keon Coleman's injury to his arm or hand or wrist or wherever it is.
Yikes. Well, hoping for the best news on that going forward. You know, Sal, I was looking at, because I'm just sick, I guess, looking at Dolphins fans' comments after the game, because I love to hate the Dolphins. I was raised that way. What can I say? And it was noted by one that, you know, for Tua, Maybe his best performance ever against the Bills. 25-28, 231 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Had a nice fourth down conversion to those touchdown drives, and it still wasn't enough. I mean, stuff like that just has to feel good for the Bills, knowing that this is the team that every single year before the year, people are saying, well, maybe this is the year they jump past the Bills. Maybe this is the year they can get it done. Watch out. They're so dangerous. They're so fast. It doesn't matter. They can't get it done against us.
Tua Tagovailoa, 25 completions, 231. Josh Allen, 25 completions, 235, right? I mean, you look at those two quarterback stat lines. Between the two of them, they throw for five touchdowns, two for Tua, three for Josh. Both quarterbacks were very good in this game. Josh's one interception should not have been. It should have been a touchdown to Keon Coleman, who dropped the ball. The Dolphins did exactly what I said all week they were going to do, guys, which is run the ball, which they did very well, and get the ball out of Tua's hands very quickly for easy throws, because they do not want him sitting back there and taking shots. They don't want him in the pocket too long because of the concussion history. They do not want him, basically a sitting duck back there. And that's exactly what they did. Really good game plan by Mike McDaniel. And you're right. I think that, fans have a tendency here, Brian, and I've seen this a lot on social media this morning. I think for some reason, lots of Bills fans, not all of them, of course, are a little bit spoiled and think the Bills should just beat the heck out of the Dolphins every time they play. Look, the Dolphins are a good team, and Tua's a good quarterback, and it's a tough game, a division game. Give them credit. They played a really nice game, and their backs were against the wall, and they threw everything they had at the Buffalo Bills yesterday. And the Bills took that shot, and they still were able to come out with a victory. Tua Tagovailoa did a really nice job, and they did, but you're right. You just have to think, after all that, it doesn't matter. It seems like they just can't win. The last time they beat the Bills here in Buffalo in Orchard Park, 2016, Rex Ryan was the coach.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's a long time. This was maybe the most everybody eats game of the season, with Amari Cooper hurt, the running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends all contributed yesterday.
Yeah, and listen, Matt Collins in the locker room kind of described it in a very interesting way. He said, everybody eats, but sometimes you got to pick up scraps to eat, right? It doesn't matter what it is. You get your one chance, you got to make that play. That's what Quentin Morris did. Quentin Morris caught one pass. It was a two-yard touchdown because he made himself available for Josh Allen, right? He found a spot where, hey, my quarterback's rolling. I got to be available here. No doubt about that. How about Matt Collins himself? He had a really nice day. Matt Collins, five targets his way. Five catches, but two very critical catches on the final drive. And of course, the fourth down touchdown catch. That was really nice to see. And then Ray Davis, two grabs, but one of them, he takes 63 yards to the house. So no doubt about it. It was, to me, yes, the volume was there for the everybody eats, but it was the efficiency of how many guys made critical plays when the ball was thrown their way.
Sal, you just jogged my memory. So many things happened in this game. The greater show of faith. Man, these guys believe in each other. The greater show of faith yesterday, was it Sean McDermott putting out Tyler Bass for 61? Or Josh Allen on a fourth down throwing to Matt Collins at the end of the end zone? Both of those had me like, wow.
Well, I would say it's Sean McDermott. That Matt Collins play is a designed play. They work on that throughout the week. But it's not something that you can just roll out there and throw. You have to have a special situation that you can run it one time. You get one shot, one time to run a play like that.
Sal Capaccio was on the sidelines, and you heard him throughout the game yesterday on WGR.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.